Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride wherever you are in Houston on this Tuesday. Everybody here, hopefully having a good day. Nick hungry, so Nick, you want to just put out the plea for food?
No, I think I'll manage. Two more hours, I'll manage.
Okay, you don't have to do any extra duty today or drive down to
duty?
Webster or
anything?
He said
duty. You said duty.
Any extra duties? Because you know you're going to be coasting Thursday and Friday. So any extra duties today, Nick?
Lazy ass Nick.
No, I'm just going to go home.
What's our theme?
Celebration.
Okay. So lame. Jesus.
That's the one you came up with.
No, I didn't. I would have never come up with celebration.
Joel, was that you?
Oh, it could be celebration. It could be victory.
Mine would have
Astros, Rockets. No, Rockets. Astros, Texans this week.
Rockets.
Yeah, Rockets are victorious.
Easy,
already.
Bro.
Read Daryl Morey's quotes, man.
Easy,
they're heading
bro.
Towards a chip.
I'm bummed that I'm missing the media day on Friday.
Yeah, you would go to that, wouldn't you?
Probably
I think
not.
Basketball
but...
chub.
Wow.
Love you some Rockets.
Why not? I'm excited for the season. I know it's, we're week three, week four here in football season, but I'm excited.
I am excited as well. I'm not going to lie.
With Russell, if it was just another season with James Harden and Chris Paul, I wouldn't be as excited, to be honest about
especially
that.
Especially how it ended. And
yeah.
With their relationship and everything. I'm excited to see how these two fit together and who's going to play the one, play the two, and how D'Antoni's offensive system is going to utilize all their talents. But when you put two MVPs next to each other, it's hard not to be excited for a season to see what the potential is.
I'm more excited to see, is this going to be a train wreck or not, if I'm being honest. I just want to see, are they going to actually physically fight on the court? Are they going to tackle each other for that 10th assist if they're trying to get a triple-double? Are they going to be L-boxing each other out for rebounds?
I mean...
That's what I'm waiting on.
I mean, it would be such a bad
blocking each other's
look.
Shots? Can you see that?
Get that out of here!
James is, 1-3 away from, a 30-10-10 triple-double. Russ blocks it. I'm trying to get this 30-10-10, man! I can totally see that.
And who's the hater? No. I'm just saying. And then they signed Thabo Sefolosha.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get the band back together because all three of those guys played together at OKC. I would expect Nick Collison to get a call here in the near future to see if he's available. The only guy they won't try and get is Kevin Durant. But I'm with you in the fact that everybody keeps saying, what do you think about this team? And I kept saying, I'm going to wait until I see how these two coexist.
Load management is going to be the theme, I feel like you guys were talking about earlier. And then there's going to be a situation where we're going to settle into who's actually not necessarily the number two, but we'll kind of settle in and being second fiddle. There's only one MVP. And, Barry was talking about them fighting over stats. There's only one. So there's going to be one that looks a little bit, not as good as the other. And it's going to be interesting to me to see who's that person's going to be.
Or they both have to do less so
sure.
the team can achieve
sure.
more. So maybe neither one of them are in the MVP conversation.
Maybe.
But maybe this is the maturity of both of them to say, you know what? In the maturation process, I realized in order to get the ultimate goal, I have to scale back what I've been doing individually. If they can do that, look, the roster's loaded. And Eric Gordon, which I said was going to be a problem because he was a contract year, because he knew he was going to see the ball even less because of the ball dominance of the guy they brought in and the guy they already have. Now, with his contract settled, he should just settle in and do what he does best. Shoot. Play some defense. Shoot. Be open, and when you are, knock it down. Then you're in the right frame to be, as I told you, this could come down to each team's best number three player.
It's interesting that you said play some defense. That's kind of what I want to see, is we know that Chris Paul at times was frustrated with James and his defensive effort, as has been the case from the time James got here. People have been frustrated at times with his effort. The only time he really shows any kind of effort is when he gets embarrassed on a national scale, and then he's out to prove all the haters wrong. So he takes plays off. He takes, you know, is Russ going to be able to hold him accountable? Because Russ will get after it. Russ doesn't take plays off. Russ is, like Chris Paul, just is not as old and with better skill sets right now. So it's going to be interesting. He's a competitor. He wants to win. I'm not saying James doesn't, but I'm just saying James tends to, if he's going to rest on the court, it's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. I want to see how Russ handles that. That's going to be interesting to me.
Now, and I will say this. Don't crap on Chris Paul. I said it before. I'll say it again. I expect big things out of Chris Paul this year. And I'm not saying he's going to finish the year at OKC, but I think the way it ended here, the way everybody's already basically written off this as being the fade into the sunset swan song kind of thing, is and his best days are behind him. I expect to see a Chris Paul that's going to play well, that teams are going to want.
For about a month and a half.
It's possible.
And then he's going to get hurt.
That's
and then
exactly
that's going to be
I'm
it.
Thinking. I think he's going to push himself too hard to the point where that hammy's going to get pulled again. Yeah. And he's just going to, it's going to be that situation. Look, he got his max contract. He's still going to go down as a Hall of Famer. I think from a mental standpoint, he's not happy because obviously the Rockets decided to keep Harden and not him. And he obviously doesn't have a championship yet. But look, he got paid. He's going to go down as one of the best point guards ever.
Yep.
If he has a great year, I'm happy for him. But I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
See, I'm apathetic to it now. He's not a Rocket. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care whether he does good or bad or indifferent. I'm just apathetic to Chris Paul at this point. I care about what this Rockets team does and, you know, how they mesh. One thing I did, I don't know if you guys read it, because I refuse to pay to read articles online. Sorry, Athletic.
I haven't. I'm not giving up on that either. I'm not paying.
But your boy... because we know you don't have to pay because you're big time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got a special thing.
I don't know
thing.
What you're talking about, but continue.
Did you read the article that Kelly wrote, the mailbag, about what happened to Luke Mbamute and how all that went down?
You know he read every word. Come on.
I have not. Yeah. I have not read that yet.
So apparently something happened. I don't know if this was...
He was supposed to go to Vegas.
And then he said no.
Now, without reading it, I've talked to a few folks that said, look... They, you know, normally it's in the Bahamas or the wherever. James does the thing where he does the pre-training camp bonding for everybody to get together. They did it in Vegas. You mentioned the hitting the heavy bag. They were doing some different training.
I know they worked out with my guy Bob Perez out at it's not Houston Muay Thai. Maybe it is Houston Muay Thai. Okay. Or Houston Boxing Gym.
So they've been trying some other things, but then James got everybody together in Vegas. Now, the initial roster of the guys going to Vegas included Nick Swaggy P. Young, Luke Mbamute, Thabo Sefolosha, and some others.
So
Luke, all of a sudden, as the team was all the guys were getting together in Vegas, he bailed.
Yep.
And then they coincidentally signed Thabo after they went to Vegas. So something ran amok with the master plan.
Also, there was an issue, and I couldn't find out what that was either, with Nene's contract.
Well, that's a big deal.
It is.
So what happened was,
loophole.
We all know how intelligent Daryl is.
Yes.
And at least just ask him.
Yes.
And we also know how much he likes to look for that loophole or that little kind of sneaky way that he can circumvent the cap without circumventing it. Well, he found... a way to make Nene, who was going to retire, come back for a year and sign a contract that was laden with clauses that would make it extremely valuable as a trade chip, so where he could get a ton of value in his back pocket if he was traded, that could bring back another substantial piece if needed, and or as they found, you know, and identified who that might be. And the league went, you know what? No. We're not going to allow it. And not only are we not going to allow it and all the clauses that you put in, but we're also going to make sure that the initial contract to keep Nene and make you sign him is valid. So you have to take Nene on your roster, but all the clauses and the other things that would have made it hyper valuable in a trade, those are off the table.
How can they do that, though?
It's really kind of cheap because there was... If it's not in the rule book...
Yeah, if there's no precedent set, how can you rule against something if it's not specifically outlined in the rule book?
They have that power.
Oh, they watch the NFL.
They hate the Rockets.
Know.
They've hated the Rockets since Yao Ming. I'm on to you, David Stern.
They should be thanking the Rockets for that.
Well, they watch the NFL and realize you don't need rules to do that. They can just
that's true.
Say whatever they want, whenever they want. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. because Daryl obviously isn't done. And I think that Iguodala piece that I talked about, he is squarely on the top of their wish list.
Yeah.
So we'll see where he ends up and what happens. But we know that training camp's Friday. So it's about to get going. And then you're going to have to watch basketball. And I love that.
Yeah, well.
Nick's fine.
As soon as we open gifts on Christmas, I'll start watching.
Okay.
That's the feeling of a lot of people.
No, I'm going to, if they give me a credential, I'm going to go.
Don't you know that already? Didn't they already give you one?
I don't know. Did they?
I think you got approved.
I believe you did too.
Yeah.
Did I? Oh, well, then I'll go.
Good thing you paid attention. Check your email. Okay. So we've got some Astros out of the way. We talked a little bit about basketball. By the way, also the NBA, just as a side note, they got together and made very, very, very strict rules on tampering going forward.
Wow. Three varies? They're
with
serious.
Massive fines if teams are caught. So aside from Magic Johnson, Tad Brown and Daryl Morey better be on their best behavior because there's no podcast in the world that can save you from those fines.
Oh, boy.
So we can got lots more to get to. We've got your girl, Alice Little, coming up at 2:30.
You also teased it. We need to talk about this running back situation with
the Texans. Yes, we do. We got a Texans running back situation. We'll get to that next as we talk a little bit football, as the Texans look to the Carolina Panthers coming into NRG this weekend with no Cam Newton. So we can talk about that before we get to Alice Little in the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we will have Alice Little, Barry, refresh the peeps about Alice Little joining the show.
Yes. You want me to do it now?
Well, just give a little background again for those that might have forgotten the fact she's
Moonlight
been on the show
Bunny
before.
Ranch. I said Vegas before. I meant Nevada. I think it's Carson City where Moonlight Bunny Ranch is. But Alice Little came on the show before. We talked to her because we wanted to talk to a sex worker. I don't remember why specifically we had her on. I just know it was a very popular segment.
It's something happened in the industry.
Okay.
And we wanted to get
her.
Well,
she's, I think, on. We did talk about how she's on record to be.
Oh, I know what it was. It was the Robert Kraft situation.
Yeah, it was Robert Kraft. That's what it was.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Yeah, good job, Joel. And then, yeah, so this article came out about how she is, with the whole Area 51 thing going on, she's taking advantage of that. And there are a lot of people that have alien sex fantasies.
Yeah.
And so she has turned her suite at the Bunny Ranch into Area 69, and she is offering alien abduction fantasies, probing, pregnancy, all this other stuff. So we'll talk to her about that, and then we'll also talk to her about virtual reality sex and whatever else.
Yeah, I mean, she stays busy. She's on record to pay six figures. She paid six figures in taxes.
Dude,
last year, an income tax.
In the
last
article,
year.
They said this month she's already, it's September 24th, she's already made six figures this month.
No, she just paid that in taxes.
No.
I know,
last
but Barry's
year. This
right
month,
too.
She's made six figures.
Oh, just this month?
This month.
Oh, yeah. So she's on her way to probably shatter what she did last year.
That's a lot of penis.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to her. That'll be interesting.
That's the Starship Enterprise right there.
What?
The fact that she made six figures in a month.
Yeah? I don't get it.
It's kind of alien.
What am I doing with my life? She's doing what she's doing.
We're going to LA.
I
mean, yeah, Nick, become a freaking gigolo. You can maybe make one figure. Come on.
Head over to Carson City.
Yeah.
Bro, all you need is time and the willingness to accept a lot of penis in your life, and you can make six figures, Nick.
Last time you were there, Nick, was it still Vegas, or were they referring to it as Carson City?
I think it's
Carson City.
It is Carson City.
I see what you did. Yeah,
thank you. Okay, so here's what we were teasing earlier in the show. We know the Texans have been playing well. First 2 weeks, the running game was great. Not so much against the Chargers. We pointed out a lot of reasons why. I talked about it yesterday. But now the Texans are not going to stay status quo with just Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde, as they have a running back in to visit with them today, vying for a spot on the roster. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reports that C.J. Anderson, the Rams' go-to back in the Super Bowl last year when they got away from Todd Gurley, whether he was hurt or not, that kind of helped them down the stretch and was with the Detroit Lions up until about a week ago, is available, and the Texans are bringing him in for a workout. They are looking to see if he can help carry the load along with Carlos Hyde in terms of ball carries and leave Duke Johnson to be more to his specialty, which is catching the balls out of the backfield on third down.
Yeah, interesting, because you wonder what happened. The honeymoon was short-lived, obviously. Everyone was kind of intrigued by the Duke Johnson trade and going out and getting him, especially after you lost Lamar Miller.
Right.
And so you had Duke Johnson as your backup. Lamar Miller got hurt. Then you go get Carlos Hyde, and that becomes this weird dynamic. And I feel like that I've mentioned him every week so far, and I've not been very kind to Duke Johnson, because if you watch the games, he looks lost out there. He makes a ton of mistakes. For all that he does in the run game or in the pass game on third down, I feel like he's hurt this team more than he's helped them. And that's probably why they're looking at having to minimize his role as just strictly a catching passes out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that CJ Anderson is getting a look, other than the fact that you did give up something to get something in Duke Johnson. So they can't just cut ties with him. But I guarantee you, if he was just in off the streets and they didn't give up, I could see Bill O'Brien be like, you know what, we can't have these kind of mistakes.
You've been kind of down on him the whole time.
Yeah.
I think that he has the potential if he just focuses on his main role of being and he has to accept the role too. Because a lot of running backs, their ego from the time that they're little on says, I am an every down back. I want to carry the football. I want to get carries between the tackles, and I want to tote the rock. Well, those days look like they're probably over, because you talk about a guy that stretched everything to the outside and just kept getting pushed to the sidelines. I don't want him carrying the football, but I know that he has the potential to be good out of the backfield as a safety valve and, like you mentioned, third down back. But you know what I like more than that? I like the fact that the Texans are not just sitting back and going, you know what, we've got enough and we made these two trades and that's what we're going with. If they can upgrade the position, if they can get a guy that kind of complements a Hyde who's in shape and is shifty and shady and quick in the backfield, and you add more of a power runner in CJ Anderson, assuming he's in shape now, because you know he can get a little thick in a hurry.
Oh yeah.
But if he is in shape, based on what we saw last year, and he doesn't have to take every single carry like he was being relied upon to do, I think he could help this team.
I think he can provide some decent depth. I don't know about help. Now, of course, I said the same thing about Carlos Hyde, and up until this past game, he had proven to be just, what, top five in rushing?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the team was, or maybe Hyde was. I don't know. He was top 10 for sure. So I think CJ Anderson just gives you a chance.
Is he better than Duke Johnson running the football? Then I think he makes him better.
Is he? If you can't even latch on with Detroit?
I mean, look, if he's not going to be good, then you don't sign him, right? When you bring him in and you look at him and you evaluate
his numbers with Detroit?
16 carries for 43 yards, I think.
Hmm.
Okay. But, you know, I don't think that basically they have a go-to back, too. So they're going to look at him and see. We already know that there are still names out there that the Texans were looking at before they traded for Carlos Hyde. I don't think they're in desperation mode, but this is one of those moves. The reason why I like it is there are no draft picks trades involved. You're not giving up a player. You're just bringing him in. If he looks like he can help, sign him.
Yeah, and it's just a workout. This isn't a done deal. This doesn't mean T.J. Anderson is a Texan. So they're going to take a look at him, and I think what it tells you more than anything is they're not confident that Duke Johnson can be a guy that can share a workload of a feature back. They think that he is a third down back. He is what he is. He's 5'9", 210, something like that. How many 5'9", 210 running backs do you know get feature work? Get to share, or at least, you know, be, you know, split time as a feature back where you're running between the tackles a lot. He's had his moments, but I think he's just proven, one, to not have a good grasp of the offense, even through these 3 weeks. Two, he makes some bonehead mistakes.
You are anti-Duke Johnson.
I'm just calling it like I see it. I'm just being honest with what my eyes see. You know, I caught a heat for saying I didn't think the line played great. I thought they played okay. I think they were better than before, but people were all over here
on the offensive line. We got to the bottom of it.
Gagging on it, and it was like, I mean, they were okay.
I don't know that we needed to gag on it.
But, I mean, that's how some people were online. This is the best line ever. Oh, well, okay, settle down. It was decent. I mean,
there's that.
When it's been that bad, when it just is okay, it looks great. And I think that's what you might be dealing with Duke Johnson a little bit.
Okay. I mean, we'll see what happens. The good thing is like I said, I look at it glass half full. They're at least bringing in more guys to try and improve the team. And, you know, you can also look at it as they're not fully believing in Duke Johnson's ability to run the football. But for one reason or another, however you look at it, at least they're doing their due diligence. Because this was the Orlando Scandrick thing that never happened. I mean, look, there's a guy that should be brought back in. I mean, he hasn't signed with anybody as far as I know. And he was waiting till after week one so that teams weren't on the hook for his whole salary and everything, like, and they could get rid of him if it didn't work out. But there's a guy based on Jonathan Joseph alone that I would say, hey, while you're bringing guys in, you might want to see who's still out there in cornerbacks. And if an experienced veteran like Orlando Scandrick has anything left in the tank, there's a guy I'd kick the tires on.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
So we'll see what happens. But there's a little bit of a Texans update for you as they get ready.
How much
does
C.J. Anderson weigh?
Again, that's what I said. I know what he used to weigh, and he was a load with the Rams. But I don't know what he weighed in this year if he stayed in shape. Yeah, he's short.
5'8", 225?
That's a wrecking ball, sir. Okay, or that. But you're in the negative mode today, so you call him fat, I call him a wrecking ball.
5'8", 225? You're going to say that's not fat.
It could be all muscle.
Or mostly. I mean, have you seen pictures of him?
Or three quarters, I don't know.
Although, okay, so what is Carlos Hyde? 6 foot, 236.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So he doesn't, Carlos Hyde weighs more than he does.
Damn, so Duke Johnson is 5'9", C.J. Anderson is 5'8", but he's got, what, 15, 20 pounds on him?
It looks like he's got more than that.
1 inch? That's a 20, ooh, what?
Easy. Okay.
Hey, if you guys haven't already, man, go check out MyBookie if you haven't signed up to start getting action on games. I told you I didn't have a great week, but you know what? It happens, and if you're out there betting, even if you're not having great weeks, you want to be betting with a great company, and that's MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. Because when you play with MyBookie, you get paid, and that's super important. When you have money, we've had listeners text the show, and one of them said, man, I had $1,000 in my account at MyBookie, and I decided I was going to get some of it out. No problems getting that money out, and I've been preaching that with you guys about MyBookie, and it's because it's absolutely true. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it, and I cannot stress how important that is when you're using a sports book online. And don't go with a no-name sports book. Please go with somebody that you know that you could trust and that had some of the best options and prop bets out there in the business. And that's MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. If you're going to bet smart, because look, who you bet, those choices that you make when you're punching your slip, that's just as important as who you're doing it with. And that's why I want you to hook up with MyBookie. Get online, get started today. Go to MyBookie.ag, open your account. And when you do, make sure you use promo code radio, because what they'll do, they will double your first deposit when you sign up. How cool is that? You can get up to $1,000 in free money to bet on your favorite teams, and you know, maybe have something where you want to make a parlay and take something small and make it a lot bigger. You could do that. You could bet after kickoffs, but you can't do it if you don't get started. So go right now, log on to mybookie.ag, use that promo code radio, get that double your first deposit, start having fun, guys. It's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I have guests that are looking to spend entire days, evenings, and weekends with me, really diving all the way into this abduction headspace where they want to be immersed in it completely and totally for 48 hours nonstop.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. That was Alice Little. She's going to join us right now on the program. Glad to have her back. Friend of the show, Alice Little. Alice, thank you for being here. We appreciate you sharing some time with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
So somebody had sent me a link to an article where they said, hey, didn't you have Alice on the show before? And I said, yes, back when the whole Robert Kraft thing happened, we had her on. And they said, well, check this out, because of the whole Area 51 invasion thing, she's kind of got it going on out there. So I was like, oh, well, this would be a great time to talk to her about the whole Area 51 invasion. And then I know I wanted to talk to you about this kind of new, I guess, entry or foray into the business with virtual reality. So first things first, tell me a little bit about what's going on with this whole Area 51 thing.
Well, when I saw the news about a month and a half ago, when it came to the Facebook group Raid Area 51, I knew without a doubt I wanted to be involved and participate in my own unique way. So I thought to myself, how can I combine what I do with aliens? And I came up with the idea for Area 69 instead of Area 51. And I completely transformed my suite at the Bunny Ranch into an alien fanatics paradise.
So I was reading, you have like lights and sounds, and it's the full, like, does it look like the mothership? Does it look like a spaceship in there or what?
Oh, it sure does, complete with Mylar blankets. I've got sound effects going. It's the real deal all the way. I did not pull back at all. I went so far as to get an alien mask, different toys amongst that theme. Really just decided to have fun with it and embrace the creativity.
I'm curious, though, because I was in the article, it says, it talks about the abduction fantasy. How does that, what, like, do you just, I don't know how that would work. Like, what is the abduction fantasy specifically? How does that, do you just throw them in the trunk and drive them around Carson City for a little while, or?
Not so much. Usually that fantasy involves someone either being blindfolded or hooded and then wrestled and strapped onto an examination table in which they are then poked and prodded with various metal implements. This case, it happens to be an alien abduction. So I quite literally am putting on an alien mask and dressing appropriately because, of course, everyone's alien looks a little different. Some people are into sexy aliens. Some people want creepy green aliens. I'll do whichever you want. It's fine. But I will happily then abduct you, tie you down to my quote-unquote torture examination table, and begin the probing.
Nick, what do you prefer, the sexy alien or the creepy green one? I'm just curious.
I like the sexy alien.
The sexy alien? Okay. Now, I saw you have the alien impregnation adventures. How does that, I mean, I know how it works, but I'm just like, what is that specifically that you offer? Because that's not for the guys, right?
Oh, it sure is,
what?
My dude. It absolutely is.
I don't think that's how biology works.
The most requested activity of this whole foray has been the alien insemination impregnation fantasy. So how it works is I have a special toy called an ovipositor. It's kind of a tube-like silicone toy that's done up to very much so look very alien-esque. And it's, of course, inserted into the body. And then I am able to deposit or lay gelatin eggs inside of my victim.
Oh, my gosh. And people are paying for this?
Yes, sir.
And this is your most popular thing.
It is. Wow. You would be surprised,
yeah,
at
I am,
how interested men genuinely are in those taboo activities. Like, it's way more common than you would realize. But because it's so stigmatized and we don't talk about it, I almost feel like it becomes almost sexier and more intriguing to be like, ooh, I am going to do that super taboo thing.
Why do I feel like Richard Gere would be the first in line for that? I don't know. That's just something that, I don't know. Now, let's talk a little bit about the virtual reality space in the sex industry, because I saw you tweeting about it and I thought, that's interesting, because you said that you can have a virtual reality relationship. I'm wondering, is this like pre-recorded? Is it live? How does this work?
There is a whole combination of different ways, depending on the exact VR technology that's used. Personally, I've been using a device called an Oculus Rift, which is a full 360-degree viewfinder that also has little hand pieces for being able to navigate and interact within that space. Well, what I do is immerse somebody in whatever their fantasy is. For example, I want to have sex in this beautiful forest floor. Well, I'm going to go out into Carson City, Reno, or Tahoe with my 360-degree camera and record this footage for them so it's completely personalized and unique, and then I'm able to add soundscapes to it in terms of breathing, movement, maybe birds chirping. And then, of course, when they come into my space at the ranch, I'm able to use this device to completely immerse them in that and through my computer monitor see what it is they are seeing. The other way that people are choosing to enjoy this is creating VR sex experiences. So, as we know, porn is always at the top of the game and the first to try new experimental film technologies. And so there's quite a lot of VR-type pornography out there on the internet. So what I have done is allowed somebody to see that VR porn scenario, which is highly fantastical and unrealistic, and then I'm able to use my body to physically mimic whatever the model or porn star may be doing to the person on screen.
Well, we know Joel would never be involved with that because he's terrible with technology. So I think he's just going to have to go and be impregnated by an alien instead. What's fascinating is I assumed that this was all remote. Like if I had a VR set, you had a VR set, then we would have virtual sex, you know, across the country. But what you're saying is they wear the headset, but they're in your suite at the ranch. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
That's crazy.
Well, the technology is slowly emerging for complete haptic suit technology, which allows you to feel pressure and sensation. So the possibility of virtual reality sex is not too far off in the future. My guess is by 2022, we're going to have specially designed equipment just for that purpose even.
That's good news for married men everywhere. Now, if folks want to get in touch with you, how can they do that? What's the best way to do that?
The best way is to check out my website, thealicelittle.com, or if you have a question, simply email me, alicelittle@bunnyranch.com. I'm super friendly, outgoing, more than willing to answer your questions on anything and everything.
Now, I saw in the article, I don't know if you could talk about this or not, but I saw in the article, you said you've already made six figures this month with this whole Area 51 invasion.
I sure have. September is usually a quieter month in my industry as it's kind of the end of summer and people are gearing up for ski season. But this year ended up being a record one, not just for me, but for the entire ranch location. It's very much so been a draw to the tourists that come into the area. You figure when you travel all the way out to Nevada for aliens, you're not just stopping at aliens. You're checking out aliens. You're going to probably go to a dispensary. You might go to go gambling or check out a brothel. We have such a bevy of different options that are really unique to this part of the country that it almost would be ridiculous to not take advantage of the opportunity and stop by.
That's crazy. 100K. Wow. Good for you. You must be exhausted, but good for you. That's outstanding. Alice,
thank you.
We appreciate you so much for joining us. Thanks so much. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Friend of the show, Alice Little. Make sure you check her out online or her website or shoot her an email, Alice Little Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Thank you so much, Alice. Appreciate it.
Catch you later.
There you go, Alice Little. That's fascinating. There's some
good thing she doesn't have any energy.
She's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. But
what
again,
I love is, look, there's as much crazy stuff as we... There's no way that I could be as matter-of-fact and as just, oh, it's no big deal, and talk about stuff like that. Like that. That's just good for her.
No, you, be like, you have to be a self-marketer in that
business,
childish. Right?
I would be too childish to be able to have those conversations.
You already...
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, you have a read here.
Hey, guess what, guys? Rainy season, as we've just seen with all the storms and everything else in the Houston area. I mean, a lot of you found out the hard way that your roof had a leak. or you need to replace your roof on your house. Well, if that's the case, you got to be aware of the fact that there are storm chasers, deposit thieves, sketchy roofers. They just want your money up front, and they're not going to do a good job. Well, the bottom line is there's only one company to call when you have any kind of roofing issue in the Houston area. It's Fitz Roofing. FITZRoofing.com. You can check them out online. Or better yet, give them a call. 832-521-3001. That'll set up your free, no-obligation inspection today. They'll come out to you, see what you got going on with your roof, tell you what they can do, and then they'll go away. If you want to come back, just reach back out, and they do fantastic work. From start to finish and everything in between, they're going to take care of you. It's because they use the best product in the business, and they do it at a level that everybody can appreciate. What I mean by that, A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, they do the job, and they do it right. They use CertainTeed shingles, the best shingles in the business, so much so that they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet that criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties, longer and better than your average roofer. I could go on and on, but better yet, all I'm telling you to do is check them out. FitzRoofing.com or give them a call. That 832-521-3001 number is all you got to do, and they're going to take care of you throughout your roofing issues and everything that you need. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through our number 2 3-hour show, ESPN 97.5, Usual Suspects. Getting a little bit of feedback from your segment there with Alice Little.
Are we? From where?
I saw a few on Twitter. I'm sure that we're going to.
A lot of people saying Fred Fowler already booking his flight.
You and I were talking about it just now before we came back from break. That's kind of Fred's thing. He's big on the aliens. Alien sex? And I don't know about alien sex.
Well, we need to put him in contact with Alice Little. He could fulfill all those fantasies and more. She could dress up as the sexy alien or the scary.
That whole.
Scary alien.
The old pregnancy thing or impregnating thing with the gels?
I thought for sure it was going to be someone impregnating an alien, not getting impregnated. Because I'm like, that's not how biology works, is it?
Like, she's doing the impregnating.
I'm pretty sure in the history of alien pregnancies, no one's ever had a baby in their butt. That don't seem
Nick,
right.
Nick, however, now the next time that you go to Vegas to cover a fight with Fred, there's a reason and a built-in.
Yeah, you can take
to go to the bunny ranch.
You could tell Fred, hey, you want to go get pregnant? And Fred will be like, sure, I'm down.
And the blitz, I did not expect that. Is on.
Hey, it's not too far from where we're going, right? What's the flight from Carson City to Los Angeles? We'll be in Los Angeles.
You could probably. I think it's like a 3-hour drive.
Yeah,
I think.
There you go.
I believe the drive is like an hour or two just to get to Vegas from L.A. But, yeah, because if you were in Vegas to get to the Bunny Ranch, I think it's like, what, 30, 45 minutes?
Well, somebody was like, I don't want to – listen, don't ask me why, but my mom was texting me like, no, I don't think it's Carson City. That's not legal. I'm like, I don't want to know why you know this or how you know about – but it's actually – the Bunny Ranch is – it appears to be closer to Tahoe. So definitely not a drive from L.A. Vegas, yes.
Sacramento, yes.
Yeah, if you're in Sacramento or San Francisco, then maybe so. But definitely not from L.A. So you would have to fly up to Carson City.
Or you could fly into Reno.
It's right outside. Yeah, yeah. And my mom used to live in Reno. That's probably why she knows. Mm. But, yeah, you could go to Reno or Carson City, but it's right outside the county, I guess, because it's not legal in Carson City. Nevertheless, that was fascinating. I had so many more questions, but they wouldn't be appropriate for radio. But I was worried
at some point that she was going to, like when she was detailing what these different things were, I thought she was going to drop something that wasn't going to be appropriate for radio.
No, she's very mature about it and very matter of fact. And
I thought you were going to go right to the menu, just start asking about prices and size.
I remember from last time she can't discuss pricing. that it's illegal. That's why I said I don't know if you can answer this, but you've already made over 100K in September.
Man, that's a lot of cake, but boy, I mean, that's a lot of. I was going to say
something else too.
That's a lot of damage on the body too. That's a lot of wear and tear.
That'll wear out your brake pads.
Boy, amongst other things. Yikes. You did thoroughly enjoy that, by the way.
That was fun.
Everybody's going to be like, well, why didn't Nick and Joel say more?
They texted the show. Joel and Nick didn't make a sound during the Alice interview.
I'm not interested. I mean, I'm interested. I think she's an interesting person.
Me too. You're driving the bus, and she's not short on words. So.
Every interview we do, Joel can't wait to get a question in. That one, nowhere to be found.
You're right.
I didn't notice. I looked over. Joel was like, nope.
Nope, that's not even true, because when you had your boy in last week to talk about it, I just stepped back.
I was just messing with you. I do like it was you did seem a little uncomfortable at the alien impregnation discussion.
I was just like, you know what? I guess everybody has their own, we've talked about it in the past, everybody has their own fetish or fantasy or things like that. I just don't understand the whole alien thing.
I don't understand a lot of them. Whoa. What was that? Are we having
an
earthquake?
Creighton just fell in the hallway.
Something
really big just fell down on the parking lot.
Somebody check on Cody. Was it in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Is he out there?
I can't see him.
Somebody said, I'm just getting out of work. Turn on the radio, and you guys are talking about probing with sex aliens. Y'all do not disappoint. Well, we do what we can, sir. We do what we can. Hey, guys. Today, I lovingly referred to my group of girlfriends as the usual suspects. I hope you enjoy the compliment. We appreciate that.
Thank you. It's catching on because Courtney named her fantasy team Queen Suspect.
I like it.
So, yeah, we like it.
Just a quick shout out to the gang at ESPN Radio for the free Deep Purple tickets. Yesterday's show at the Revention Center was fantastic.
Cool.
Good to know that. And this is Demetrius. What do y'all think of New Jack City being rebooted? I had not heard
this. I had not heard it either.
I didn't realize they're rebooting New Jack City. He said, I think if they let Ice do the soundtrack, let all the original actors play a part or do a cameo, they're all still alive, have the right screenplay, and I think it might be a pretty good movie. Having Bill Cobb kill Nino Brown all over again would be worth the price of admission.
Now,
I'm not big on these reboots.
When they did
Red Dawn, I was pissed. I boycotted it. I didn't go because Red Dawn was perfect. It was a classic. You didn't need to touch it. I feel the same way about New Jack City.
Were you with Top Gun?
Same.
Yeah.
Then they tried to...
sequels are never as good as the original with some rare exceptions.
Reboots.
But I'm just saying...
Reboots are different than sequels.
Reboot
is the same movie with just new actors, or you're doing something a little bit different, like the all-girls Ghostbusters. I don't need reboots. They were talking about The Princess Bride. Don't touch that movie.
Wesley Snipes is out of prison, right?
Is he?
If he is, I mean, then you could have the cameo. If he's not, it might be a problem.
Well... Unless you do a prison scene, and then you could actually get Nino.
I'm sure that the prison's not going to just go, yeah, come on, bring it with your camera crew. Let's get that done.
Didn't Nino Brown die?
That's what I'm saying, but he's talking about doing the reboot. I mean, revisit it. He said they were going to recreate the scene or something.
Well, just recreating the scene of killing Nino Brown. Oh. But, yeah, I could see him maybe in a flashback scene where something like that.
Flashback scene there. I don't know. Yeah,
I'm totally not digging rebooting or redoing New Jack City. Leave it alone.
I have,
it's a classic.
I don't have any interest in the Top Gun reboot.
Mm-mm. Same. Now, what's coming out, though, this is the sequel to Top Gun. They're not rebooting it. It's like, it's...
Like years later. Oh, that's right, because they said years later.
Sequel. Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise's character comes back and Mav comes back to instruct.
Is it Top Gun Maverick? Is that what it's called?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of the sequel, not a reboot of the original, not remaking or redoing.
I'm sure they'll redo the volleyball scene and bring those guys back one more time for you.
Yeah. For me?
Yeah. Got to believe the tattoos probably aren't in the same spot, but yeah. What are you
going to
do?
The chest tattoo is now a hip tattoo.
It's a reboot.
Yeah.
So you got that built in.
You win some, you lose some.
All right. Hour number two in the books. We still got 60 minutes to go in the show. We'll put an hour on the clock and roll through till 4, then turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.